And to share short and a quick way what we enjoy, what we touch in this kind of morning revival by telephone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. For everyone. Amen. 30 seconds. Amen. 30 seconds. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Happy that I sat next to Jack.
Amen.
But they don't normally sit next to Jack.
Right.
I've never had this communication with them at all, but it was so enjoyable to intercede with my brother.
Yeah.
It's such a sweet experience.
Yeah.
We're total strangers, basically.
Yeah.
We were intercede for each other.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for revival by telephone.
Yeah.
I'm glad I sat next to my wife tonight.
Yeah.
We've been trying to learn how to pray together.
Yeah.
Much easier here. Practical building of the church.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Always show some prayer reading. You know, we can each other because of what we have enjoyed in the practical things.
Yeah.
Everything in the world.
Right.
Interceding each other.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So bring a result that overcomes.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah!
Yeah.
I have a good companion. Every morning we pray together.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah!
Yeah.
And then we overcome everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! We spent 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Christ than you ever did before.
Amen.
To make anything for Christ. You touch a person personally.
Right. Amen.
And completely contact with Christ.
Amen.
I feel like a little flow.
Amen.
2 weeks ago I was walking outside this building. I felt a little flow.
Amen.
I just went walking on air.
Felt like I was in an exercise program.
Amen.
5 minute impact exercise program. Exercising my spirit.
Amen.
It wasn't just one step, but five.
Amen.
The exercise program, you don't just do push-ups and that's it. But you have five steps.
Amen.
Each of those is a practical experience of enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. About a month ago, a sister and I started every morning having morning watching TV. And it's like these 5 steps. Basically are the same things that we do.
Right.
And it means that we spend no more than 5 minutes.
Amen.
Sometimes we get a little longer to go on praying for a lot of other people for the church.
Amen.
But praise the Lord.
Amen.
5 minutes is really a redeeming time.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I have a lot of burdens. I don't bear them so well. Sometimes, you know, after a prayer meeting, I can open to the brothers and ask them to pray. And how wonderful. And it's a day by day. We can have somebody we can open to. We don't have to bear our burdens by ourselves. We can have someone else to pray for us.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
with something wonderful.
Amen.
We should begin our day by mingling the Spirit and the Word.
Amen.
This way of morning revival applies the Word practically.
Amen.
Mingling it with our human spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for morning revival.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for Samuel and his 5-minute technique.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have this Word and that we practice it here tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our
telephone!
I've been practicing this on a telephone with another partner for a while now, and I am amazed just that, first of all, that our spirit can be transmitted over the telephone. Now that is something wonderful. I can be enlivened by my partner who is miles away from me in the morning for just 5 minutes. And I guess the thing that I've been enjoying in our time is the calling and the praise.
Yes.
The short prayers to the Lord.
Wow.
And just breathing. This is a time of not only waking up our physical being, but enlivening our spirit.
Ah.
And being revived.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah for the telephone morning revival.
Yes.
I was practicing this in Bellevue with a brother for about approximately a year at least, my brother. And one of the things that, besides practicing these five principles, is that I always try to read the content before I call the brother. Then we get together for 5 minutes on the phone and really touch the Lord, go through these five principles, and then I would go back and reread the content of the morning revival. And what a difference. I tell you, the before and after is indescribable. But I tell you, I really touched something much more, much deeper, much more living in the written content of the morning revival than the telephone revival.
Amen.
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 Pray, girl, for the 5 minutes enjoyment. We waste so many 5 minutes in our daily life. But if we can start our day with this 5 minute enjoyment, our day will change.
Right.
And the technique is so good. If we don't apply the technique and make several phone calls in the morning, our day will definitely change.
Yes.
And our church life will be so much richer than now.
Amen.
Lord, we can turn to you.
Amen.
Lord, we can call our brothers.
Telling somebody else what are my problems.
Yeah.
We want to hold them inside us. But really, the true church life, we have to live such a transparent life.
Yeah.
And look right through us.
Right.
If we're not, we're being a fake.
Yeah.
And that's why this is so good, because it's a way to open ourselves up to experience the triune God in a full, complete way.
Amen.
Every day. Amen. Amen.
Seconds of praying to each other, opening up to each other. I really sense and experience the Lord's love growing as we in a moment. So such strength is building up, and really know each other in a deeper way for building up the fight.
Revived. I met some people from another church, and usually when I meet people from other congregations, I try to invite them here so they come and participate. But this time, I just asked this young man, let's pray together every morning over the phone. And he said, okay, that's a nice idea. And we pray together, and then he says, I would like to come to when you go to church. And then he came to several places, and then he asked me, what do they mean by the economy of God? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Just by morning revival, I guess we can bring people to the economy of God. These past 2 weeks, we have had continuous everyday morning revival with two young men from different congregations, one in Federal Way, one in Bellevue. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen. Are you convinced?
Amen.
Are you convinced?
Amen.
Are you convinced to have morning revival?
Amen. Amen.
So what are the five steps?
Holy, pray reading, intercession, and
Amen. Praise the Lord for the practical way to redeem our time and to redeem our telephone. Oh, we can fill our telephone with the divine life, transmitting life to one another. Amen. Well, we want to spend some time tonight to suggest to you a practical way to carry out this word. All of you tonight should have received a form here that says Morning Revival Companion Sheet. And we're suggesting, this is not a requirement, but this is a strong suggestion and recommendation that if we are not at this time having a time with someone on the phone or someone that we can have contact with, this would be a very opportune time.
Amen.
So this form here is a form that we can fill out when we break up now. We want to break up into all our different groups like we did 2 weeks ago and to all the different places of the hall. On the back of your sheet that you receive with the verses on it, you have that little diagram with all the places in the hall where the different groups from Bellevue and Tacoma and Seattle can meet for the next 20 minutes. And together, you can agree and come to a kind of agreement together who can call who. And we would recommend that within every group that we call one person within our group. So that in the morning, or it can be in the evening if it's not convenient in the morning, but sometime during the day to contact that brother or sister.
Amen.
And then to have a second person that, like Testify suggested, someone that's not meeting with us, someone that we know, or maybe someone that was meeting with us and is not coming to the meetings, or maybe some new believer, to just contact them.
Amen.
You know, it really means a lot to contact someone,
Amen.
To faithfully contact someone.
Amen.
And if we do that over a period of time, just like what happened with Testify, that heart is warmed to the Lord. So we would recommend also to consider before the Lord who you could call as a friend or a relative or a co-worker or a Christian or some saint that's just not meeting with us today. So we would recommend that you could fill that out tonight as we break up into the different groups. And so there's two parts to this sheet. The top part is the part that you can tear off the top half and take it for your copy. And then the second part is the part for the group's copy. So in your group, you can give the ones that you fill out, the sheets that you fill out to one of the brothers, one or two of the brothers. And we want to collect this just to see how many of us are enjoying this rich experience. So we can encourage one another. I was enjoying the verses in Hebrews. You know, Hebrews chapter 4, where it talks about having a daily touch with the Lord. And even three times in this chapter, he says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And this was in the context of entering into the good land and possessing Christ.
Amen.
We do need to hear his voice every day.
Amen.
Oh, every day we can hear the voice.
Amen.
And that voice will lead us into the good land.
Amen.
And, you know, it says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And I was just considering how this voice, this fellowship, will keep us from having a hard heart.
Amen.
Don't we all want to have a soft heart?
Amen.
I think we can testify. When we pray together with the saints, our heart is very soft to the Lord.
Amen.
And then he says in verse 13, but exhort one another each day, as long as it is called today.
Amen.
Oh, today, lest anyone is hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
Amen.
So there's something that's stronger than the deceitfulness of sin.
Amen.
And that's the contact with one another. So praise the Lord, we have a practical way to contact each other day by day. So we would recommend that if you could fill this out when you come together right now to meet in your different groups. So we can break up. Maybe also we would just draw your attention to this sheet here. I don't know if Sherman, you want to say something about this sheet. But this sheet, why don't you say something, Sherman?
Okay. This is in relation to the... this is in relation to the things that we have concerning the upcoming conference with Brother Lee. It's a sheet that we would suggest and even encourage you, especially in the... take a little time into your vital group meetings just to go over this and just to pray for, first of all, for Brother Lee and the release of the word and his health and condition and traveling and so forth. And then the hospitality, you know, we still have a lot of hospitality needs and so forth. So just to pray for these things, that the Lord would cover them all, not only to provide enough, but even in our handling one another in hospitality, to handle one another with Christ during this time, so that the atmosphere is the best, even in the homes, during the time of the messages being released. And then, of course, there's so many things of service, the ushering and the Lord's table and the cleaning and the parking, and one that we left out was the banners. We're working the banners over in Bellevue. That's taken lots of man hours. But anyway, there's lots of man hours that go into all of these things in the preparation. So even in the execution, and various churches will have various responsibilities from time to time. And then the children. I don't know if Willie's here tonight, but there's something like 300 and some children, I think, are expected to be cared for. How many? 300. About 300. And about 160 or so helpers, right? And so this is a big undertaking. We're talking about 450 to 500 people up there. So we need to pray for this. All the things need to be covered with the prayer. And then, of course, the finances. We need to pray for the finances. Some of us have some finances and some of us don't, but all of us can pray. And those that have got to pray a little harder. Because we have a lot. We just have a lot that has to be taken care of, and we don't have that much that has come in. We don't despise the amount that's come in. A good bit has come in, and we're thankful for that, but we need quite a bit more yet to be able to meet all the needs that we will have for this time. And the transportation, this is just all the transportation. There's going to be 80-some saints from Taiwan are coming, 86 saints. And they fly all the way from Taipei. And then they'll be bused to places in Bellevue. And, I mean, there's people coming by plane, by bus, by car. We just really need to trust the Lord's covering for all of this. We don't want anybody to be in an accident. We just want the Lord's covering. Don't trust your machine. Trust the Lord. We don't trust in cars and planes and buses. We trust the Lord. And then the meetings, to come to the meetings... The last two could be lumped together, both attendance and the meetings and the prayer and the prophesying. To be here, we don't have to encourage you to come. We know you love Brother Lee. You're going to come. But how will we come? We need to come and be here on time. We don't want people coming in late. This will just dampen the meeting and even lower down Brother Lee's spirit. He won't be able to release the word if we're milling around and coming in late and this and that. But if we come early and we come in there, fill up the room, and then begin to pray and exercise our spirit, or even call a hymn and sing a song, something where we are ready to, and this will help the atmosphere to release the word. And then when he's through, stand up and prophesy. We want to hear from the body, not just Brother Lee. So anyway, let's pray over these things. If we would pray over these things in our vital group, all the vital groups, amen, then we do believe the Lord will cover all of these things.
Amen.
Okay. So now we want to break up into our groups. If there's anyone that's not clear, you can come and ask. And we will go in our groups until 8 o'clock. We can end our group fellowship by 8. So if you decide who's going to be calling who, then begin to pray for one another and practice in our groups. Is there anything else?
That's it.
Okay. We're dismissed.